Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In today's show, Bitcoin price passes $47,000. Worst case scenario, as Bitcoin realized cap hits all-time high. Now check this out. A couple of months back, Plan B tweeted that his worst case scenario for 2021 in August was greater than $47,000. And lo and behold, we surpassed $47,000, which means the stock, the flow is still on track. And as Glassnode points out, Bitcoin realized cap just reached an all-time high of $378 billion. Here's Willy Wu's translation. The capital stored in the Bitcoin network just broke an all-time high. The network has more money in it today at $47,000 than it did at $64,000 back in April. Realized cap estimates this by summing the price paid for every coin in Bitcoin's circulating supply. Also in today's show, Bitcoin Firm reveals its total Bitcoin reserves and urges other crypto exchanges to disclose their holdings. That's right, we're talking about crypto derivatives platform BitMEX in a new blog post. BitMEX says that it holds 110,000 Bitcoin, currently worth over $5.2 billion at this time. Also in today's show, Bitcoin's off-chain data points to more upward momentum for the Bitcoin price action. That's right, as crypto sees a $2 trillion market cap once again, data suggests that investors are gravitating towards a more HODL-based mentality. Also in today's show, Max Keiser unveils a new $2 million Bitcoin price prediction. And you gotta love Max, who is an early Bitcoin investor. He says the digital assets parabolic ascent could ultimately take Bitcoin to about the $2 million mark. And quoting him, they're just going to keep printing. And well, you know, my Bitcoin is up 9,000,000% since I first bought it. And it's probably going to go up another 40x. That's right. And to 40x from here would put the Bitcoin price at about $2 million per BTC. Now you gotta love Max because of his track record. Back on January 9th, earlier this year, he tweeted, Bitcoin price is a coiling spring right now. When it pops, 65,000 will fall very quickly. And lo and behold, 65,000 is the current all-time high. He's also sticking with his $220,000 year-end Bitcoin price prediction and says a new all-time high for Bitcoin is incoming. I'll be breaking all this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin and Ethereum barely correcting in the red as many of the altcoins are breaking out. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. We had one hell of a day in the crypto market yesterday with literally everything in the top 100 pumping. I'm your host, JV, and as usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin at $47,000 is turning heads, but it is in fact only the worst case scenario for one of its most popular crypto analysts. That's right, in a new tweet on August 13th, Plan B, creator of the Stock the Flow family of Bitcoin price models, reiterated that $47,000 should be just the beginning for BTC. Following the May miner rout from China and accompanying Bitcoin price crash, long established price models based on the stock to flow principle saw a major test for their reliability. Even Plan B himself had moments of uncertainty as Bitcoin dipped to lows of $29,000. And at the time, he predicted that a return to strength as the dust settled on the mining reorganization would propel the market far higher. August, or more specifically, the August close, cryptos should be $47,000, he said. On a month-to-month basis, Bitcoin should then continue rising to hit a year-end worst-case scenario price of $135,000. And while facing stiff criticism, Plan B's forecast came true this week as Bitcoin surpassed $47,000 just yesterday after spending several days attempting to dislodge a giant resistance barrier at exactly that level. And checking out Plan B's original tweet from 2 months back on June 20th, he shared the following. Bitcoin is below $34,000, triggered by Elon, FUD puppet Musrat's energy FUD, and China mining crackdown. There is also a more fundamental reason that we see weakness in June and possibly July. My worst case scenario for 2021, based on on-chain base, August greater than 47,000, September greater than 43,000, October greater than 63,000, November greater than 98,000, and December greater than $135,000. Also like to point out that the stock to flow X model, which is the cross asset model, predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price. And even Plan B himself has said, if Bitcoin doesn't surpass a minimal of $100,000 by this December, then the stock to flow would be invalidated. Now let's discuss the realized cap, which joins hyper bullish Bitcoin metrics. In a potentially interesting twist, the coming weeks could see a modest reversal closer to 40,000, according to the same prediction. So far, the bears have had a tough time keeping the market down for long. Analysts pointing to multiple factors, all favoring upside over a correction. As Plan B shares here in this tweet, Bitcoin price and 200-week moving average and realized cap all rising, rocket ship to the moon, more bullish indicators. Let's go BTC. Realized cap is a method of assessing Bitcoin's market cap based on the price at which each coin last moved and broke all-time highs with Friday's move higher. It now stands at over $378 billion. Checking out this tweet from Glassnode Analytics, Bitcoin realized cap just reached an all-time high of $378 billion. And Wooly Woo responded to this right here. Translation, the capital stored in the Bitcoin network just broke an all-time high. The network has more money in it today at $47,000 than it did at $64,000 in April. Realized cap estimates this by summing the price paid for every coin in Bitcoin's circulating supply. And brought to you by Glassnode Analytics, you can see the Bitcoin realized cap here in this chart, and you can see it going absolutely parabolic. Let's go. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin Firm reveals its total Bitcoin reserves and urges other crypto exchanges to disclose their holdings, as well as Bitcoin's off-chain data points to more upward momentum for the Bitcoin price action, as well as Max Kaiser unveils a new $2 million Bitcoin price prediction. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin barely correcting, down about 0.2% for the day, still trading above 46,400. We have Ether barely in the green, trading just above 3,200. We have XRP breaking out like a mofo, now up almost 11% for the day, trading at $1.14. And Cardano up another 5% for the day, trading at $2.15. And Chainlink up about 0.5%, trading at $26.72. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Crypto derivatives platform BitMEX is revealing its total Bitcoin reserve balance and suggesting that other exchanges go public with their reserves as well. In a new blog post, BitMEX says that it holds 110,090 Bitcoin worth $5.23 billion at the time of this recording. The firm also provided tools that anyone can use to verify liabilities in the company's reserves against the blockchain. BitMEX says that it hopes that other crypto firms and platforms will reveal their Bitcoin holdings as well. BitMEX's recent transparency comes on the heels of its $100 million settlement with the U.S. Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, better known as FinCEN, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, better known as the CFTC. According to the CFTC, a settlement was reached with five entities that were charged with operating the BitMEX crypto derivatives platform. Quoting them here, the order requires the BitMEX entities to pay $100 million civil monetary penalty and provides that up to $50 million of the penalty may be offset by payments the BitMEX entities make or are credited pursuant to a consent of assessment of civil monetary penalty entered by the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. In October of 2020, the CFTC accused BitMEX founder Arthur Hayes, Benjamin Dello, and Samuel Reed, along with the platform's other operating entities, of partially operating from the U.S. and serving U.S. customers without proper approval. FinCEN accused BitMEX of operating with inadequate anti-money laundering and customer identification measures. The result, they have to pay a $100 million fine. Now, before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin's off-chain data points to more upward momentum for the Bitcoin price action, as well as Max Keiser unveils his new $2 million Bitcoin price prediction. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that critical $2 trillion milestone with $109 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 44.6%, with the Ether dominance at 19.3%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Revane up about 11%, trading at 0.009. Waves up 27.5%, trading at $26.22. And QTUM up about 15% for the day, trading at $14.18. Now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 76 out of 100 in extreme greed, which is as high as I've seen it in several months. Yesterday was a 70 greed, last week a 69 in greed, and last month a 20 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD bought a freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. After months of unrelenting turbulence, the crypto industry has been on somewhat of a tear over the last couple of weeks. You can say that again, right? With the total market cap of the space recently topping the $2 trillion mark for the first time since May. In fact, over the last 21 days alone, a whopping $700 billion entered the digital asset sector, leading many to believe that more may be in the cards in the near term. Two recent events seem to have created this bullish sentiment. Ethereum's successful London hard fork, which makes the network seem more scalable, and the introduction of the recent infrastructure bill by the U.S. Senate. Kadan Stadelman, Chief Technological Officer of blockchain solutions provider Komodo, shared the following: regardless of the legislative outcome, this discussion is putting crypto at the forefront of U.S. policy and generating more public awareness about blockchain technology. Another result is that traditional financial institutions will likely increase accumulation of cryptocurrencies if policy clarifications are formally adopted. So there you have it. Now let's take a closer look at some of the off-chain bullish indicators. Stadelman said that Bitcoin's accumulation is currently happening among whales as well as miners, with exchange outflows creating a supply shock, suggesting that prices may continue to increase in the near term. That said, he believes that while Bitcoin can surge to around the $50,000 mark or possibly a bit higher, it'll be tough for the premier crypto to reclaim its all-time high value of $65,000. Another bullish off-chain indicator is the HODL sentiment, which is currently strong. Bitcoin accumulation has continued behind the scenes, as Cointelegraph previously reported, with the total Bitcoin supply owned by long-term hodlers reaching an all-time high of 82.68% recently. That's right, so where my long-term hodlers at, make some noise in the live chat. Now check this out. Glassnode analysis team highlighted that whenever the short-term hodler supply ratio reaches 20% or lower, it is followed by a major supply squeeze. An example, a supply shortage that, more often than not, helps to drive the value of the underlying asset higher. Let's go supply squeeze. Not only that, but earlier this week, the dominance of Bitcoin transactions exceeding $1 million increased by a factor of more than two, rising from 30 to 70% of the total value transferred for the first time since September of 2020. In this regard, since most retail investors do not typically facilitate massive volume transactions, the folks over at Glassnode believe that institutional investors might have been behind the spike in the $1 million to $10 million transaction group. Now for the next off-chain bullish indicator, whales have continued to hold. As per crypto analytics firm Santiment, Bitcoin millionaires globally, an example, wallets holding anywhere between 100 and 10,000 BTC have yet to sell off their coins to pocket a quick profit. The total Bitcoin held by these addresses now stands at 9.23 million, which matches its previous all-time high reached on July 28th. And quoting Yuri Mazur, head of data analysis for CEX.io, he shared the following: with the projection that Bitcoin price will soar from its current price of around $45,000 to beyond $70,000 by the end of the year, many investors are already looking forward to being a part of this historic price rise. That's right. Now for the next bullish off-chain indicator, institutional interest is still strong. That's right. According to on-chain analytics service CryptoQuant, Bitcoin reserves across derivatives exchanges globally have continued to drop to levels that were witnessed pre-May, when the recent price correction have not yet occurred. And in this regard, the firm confirmed that as of August 10th, derivatives reserves totaled 1.256 million BTC, the least since May 11th. Now for the next off-chain bullish indicator, no major panic selling in sight. That's right. It It's no secret that the 2018 market crash was driven in large part by the initial coin offering mania that saw hundreds of startups accrue billions of dollars worth of capital, only to make a swift getaway shortly thereafter. And when the bubble did explode, the total market valuation of the entire crypto industry dropped from $700 billion to $102 billion within a space of fewer than 11 months, thereby showcasing a loss of over 85%. Talk about a massive correction. On the other hand, 2021's price rally seems to have emanated due to solid macroeconomic factors driven in large part by investors hunting for monetary safe havens thanks to the monetary policies implemented by central banks worldwide. So thank you, central banking cartels. To put things into perspective, over the last year and a half, global debt numbers have continued to grow, currently standing at over $281 trillion, which is 355% of the global gross domestic product. And lastly, according to the Institute of International Finance, this borrowing is only going to compound further in the near term by at least another $10 trillion by the close of this year in 2021. Talk about massive QE, right? So there you have it. Those are the bullish off-chain indicators. And before I break down our final story of the day, Max Keiser unveils new $2 million Bitcoin price prediction. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description. Also want to give a special shout out to everyone here in the live chat interacting and holding it down in the comment section. Also appreciate all the super chat donations which rolled in yesterday, including those from No Money G, Brent Bud, Bring Facts, Jerry, and Harish. You guys are awesome. Now here, I drop a brand new episode every single day to help support the channel. The greatest thing you can do is smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You also notice some very helpful resources right here, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Max Keiser unveiled his most current $2 million Bitcoin price tag prediction. He was recently on the Pompliano podcast, as you can see right here, Max Keiser's insane Bitcoin price prediction. The Wall Street veteran himself says money printing and dollar debasement is boosting the rise of the king of all crypto. Quoting him right here, the reason why Bitcoin is skyrocketing is because there's hyperinflation in America and the US dollar is in a hyperinflationary collapse against Bitcoin. And the solution, as we've been describing by these policymakers, will always be to print more money. So that means that Bitcoin is on a one-way trip higher because they have no other policy solution than to print money. That's right. He points to the 2008 financial crisis as the start of the spiral that brought forth and continues to fuel Bitcoin's ascent. Keiser, who is an early Bitcoin investor, says the digital asset's parabolic ascent could ultimately take Bitcoin to about the $2 million mark. Quoting the Wall Street vet right here, they're just going to keep printing. And well, you know, my Bitcoin is up 9,000,000% since I first bought it, and it's probably going to go up another 40x. So there you have it. To 40x from here would put the Bitcoin price at about that $2 million mark. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Max, and by what year do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to surpass that $2 million milestone? Could you imagine having a 9,000,000% return on your Bitcoin holdings? Holy moly. And most recently, Max Keiser says he's sticking with his $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction before the end of this year. That's right. Max says his price target for this year remains at $220,000, despite the FUD that has crept in over the past couple of weeks. On that, Keiser added that the volatile downswings in Bitcoin are part of the parcel of its nature, but on the higher timeframes and over its 10-year history, it still has provided 200% annualized gains. That, my friend, is a fact. Quoting him here, we've been doing this for 10 years. We've had 15 of these corrections over the past 12 years, and this current one is an average one, nothing special. Number two, it always shakes out the weak hands. Max says he has experienced 3 90% corrections, though expects nothing different in 2022 and 2023. Also quoting him here, so volatility in Bitcoin is something we want because it's a trade-off we accept, because holding fiat money means you have stability, but you're guaranteed to lose purchasing power. Holding Bitcoin is volatile, but you're guaranteed to increase purchasing power. Also like to point out that Max Keiser back earlier this year on January 9th, as you can see dated right here in this tweet, he wrote, "Bitcoin price is a coiling spring right now. When it pops, 65,000 will fall very quickly." And lo and behold, several months later in May, we hit about that $65,000 mark, which is the current all-time high. So I love his current year-end price prediction of 220,000 before the end of this year. And as he points out right here, we have a new all-time high for Bitcoin incoming. Let's go. When do you feel Bitcoin will likely break the current all-time high of around 65,000? And do you feel Max Keiser's 220,000 Bitcoin price prediction before the end of this year will come into fruition? Let me know in the comments below. Now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show: Bitcoin price passes $47,000 worst case scenario as Bitcoin realized cap hits all-time high. Also in today's show, Bitcoin firm reveals its total Bitcoin reserves and urges other crypto exchanges to disclose their holdings. We're talking about BitMEX. Also in today's show, we discuss Bitcoin's off-chain data points to more upward momentum for the Bitcoin price action. Also in today's show, we discuss Max Keiser's $2 million Bitcoin price prediction, as Max says Bitcoin can 40x from here. And he also says that a new all-time high for Bitcoin is incoming. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with the deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?